Greetings, Empower Educator Community. I'm your host, Dr. Mel Vandevort. You know, leadership isn't always a smooth ride. It comes with its fair share of challenges and obstacles, but here's the inspiring truth. Impactful leaders are those who rise above adversity, persist through difficulties, and emerge stronger on the other side. In this episode, we're tackling the real-world hurdles that educational leaders face and exploring the why behind the importance of resilience and determination in the pursuit of impact. So grab your kombucha or your coffee and sit back with a notebook and pen because today we're going to talk about overcoming challenges to impactful leadership. Hi friend, are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests. Put your leadership in motion and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Hey, hey, educational leaders. It is Friday. Happy Friday. The end of the work week, going into the weekend. Friday is just such an awesome day. Now, don't get me wrong. I love every day of the week, especially when I was working at a school and I was able to be with kids and my coworkers. And it's just such a great atmosphere when you get to be loved on by a kindergartner or you get to high five a sixth grader. And you get to collaborate with your friends and your colleagues. And my colleagues always become my friends. So I can call all of the people that I've worked with in my past my friends. But there is just something about a Friday afternoon and knowing that the weekend is coming and you've given it all week long. And now you get to enjoy a couple of days of downtime. And this coming weekend is what we call Pioneer Days in the town where I lived for 30 years. And it is our awesome fall festival. I just love it. And I'm going to go home. It's my dad's birthday and we get to just hang out. And he got a new car that he's going to put in the car show. It's a Nova. Please don't ask me what year it is because I can't remember, but it's awesome. It's red and he's so proud of it. And he is going to put that in the car show and we're going to have dinner for his birthday and we just get to relax and enjoy each other's company. And as stressful as the week can be, it's always so important to take a little time to just recuperate, relax, rejuvenate, and enjoy your family and enjoy some fun over the weekend. So I hope that you guys, after working all week, are able to just enjoy this coming weekend. And the cooler weather is coming, and before you know it, it's going to be really chilly. So get out, enjoy the last few weekends where it's nice, beautiful weather, and just recuperate and rejuvenate. Take a little self-care time, guys. Today is part four and the final part of the series that I'm calling Making a Lasting Impact as an Educational Leader. And we're going to talk about overcoming challenges to impactful leadership today. There can be so many challenges in leadership, and it is so important to be persistent in making that lasting impact. moving forward, making those small changes. Some of those challenges can be things like budget constraints. When you're trying to use every bit of your limited financial resources and you're trying to choose which programs to spend your money on, it can be very hard. It can be very hard to make cuts in programs. It can be very hard to choose to fund certain programs over other programs. It's just really hard because you want every program to be funded and you want as much variety as you can possibly get. And it's sometimes very difficult. But one thing that I absolutely implore you not to make a cut in is staff development. That is always something where you can leverage your money and get the most bang for your buck. And some other challenges can be diverse student and teacher needs. Making sure that we are being culturally responsive teachers and educators, and we're taking into consideration social emotional learning and economic backgrounds. And then for your teachers, you have so many different things that they need. They also need some SEL love, and they have needs in the classroom. And then you have administrative pressures on top of all of that, making sure that there's accountability measures in place, that you are in compliance with state and federal legislation and regulations, and the need to balance administrative tasks with your instructional leadership and managing all of those things. It's very crucial, but it's very hard sometimes. And then we always have those shifting educational landscapes. There's continual evolvement with changes in curriculum, technology integration. Now we've got AI that we have to think about and how to manage that. There's always something new, new educational policies, assessment methods. What's the best way to do this? What's the best way to do that? And it can be very daunting and very stressful at some times. And as a new leader, it's very, very important that you acknowledge all of this and understand all of those obstacles and what the critical steps are as a new educational leader to manage everything. And it's always so important for making informed decisions. And I can't stress this enough. Get a mentor who can help talk you through this stuff. Someone who has been there, who's been in the trenches, who's had to make these decisions. It's really, you have to take into consideration your district, your area, your geographical area, all of the things that are specific to your school, your district. And let me give you an example. In the area where I came from, the rural area in rural Missouri, FFA and FHA, good grief, I cannot talk today. FFA and FHA are two very, very important parts of the educational landscape because our kids are farmers and they need to have FFA. In the city, that's not a program that's quite as important because kids live in the city and they don't farm. And so they don't need that program as much. So you really have to take into consideration your specific kids' needs. And being aware of all of the things that you need to be and making those informed decisions, it helps you to be very proactive in your planning, which can eliminate some potential barriers or roadblocks and help you to develop some really good strategies to address the issues like the student achievement gaps and teacher morale before they become critical, and then you have to really address it on a different kind of level. And when you recognize all of the challenges, it helps really build your resilience. And it's very important to have a really good strategic leadership strategy as you are moving into a leadership position. Make sure you're armed with the knowledge of those common challenges that leaders face and think about how they approach them. What are the good aspects of it? What are some aspects where they could have made better choices or made better decisions? And it is so, so important to think about the lasting impact on those decisions, every decision that you make. As a new leader, there's really a very steep learning curve. And being persistent is a really vital quality for making a lasting impact. And it means not giving up when you're faced with setbacks and challenges and obstacles. Instead, it involves learning from these experiences and adapting to overcome any challenges that you face. So what are some strategies for navigating those challenges? Well, you can stay informed and stay flexible. Keep yourself informed about the latest educational trends, research, and policy changes. One thing that I did constantly as a new teacher was go to my State Department of Education's website. That's where I knew I would find all of the answers that I needed, and they would be the answers that I've truly needed. And I always joined as many professional associations as I could so I could network, I could learn from others, I could hear information, see what was new and current, and always collaborate with other people. Collaborate with your parents, your teachers, your community, and seek their input. Get their view of how things are going and use that to make decisions. And it is so, so important as a new leader to develop problem-solving skills. Strengthen your problem-solving abilities by breaking challenges into manageable parts. Identify the root cause of your issues and explore multiple solutions. And lean on your support network. Get a mentor. I cannot stress this enough, and you will hear this a million times. You can never have enough mentors or enough colleagues to bounce ideas off of. Find ways to network. Go to events where you can meet new people, new colleagues. You never, ever know who can help you along the way. I am constantly networking online and in person as much as possible. I am building relationships. I am listening to people and trying to understand what they are doing and where they're coming from. And I've made some amazing connections. And there are things that I didn't even think of. I just made a connection with someone that I'm going to meet with next week for the first time. And she is an amazing person here in the St. Louis area. And she is doing some amazing work. She's not an educator, but she's educating people. And she's got some new programs that I am on fire to be part of. Make a commitment to continuous learning and developing yourself professionally. Attend workshops, conferences, seminars that focus on leadership, resilience, and change management. Learning from experts in these areas is going to equip you with the tools and the strategies you need to overcome those challenges. I'm in some Facebook groups where there are some amazing things being said. I go in there and I am just in awe of some of the things that I am seeing and hearing from other principals and leaders in education. And above all, prioritize self-care because it is vital for your resilience. You do not want to get burned out first thing. So ensure that you take time to recharge physically and mentally. And that's what I was talking about with the weekend. You have to take some days off. Guys, make the weekend your own. We all have this thing where we feel like we cannot take off and put our school duties or our work duties aside and focus on ourselves and our family. And if you don't, you're going to burn out quickly and you're going to be resentful of things. And your family is going to be resentful of you because you're choosing work over them. And that is not a good place to put yourself in, especially as a new leader. And another way to prioritize self-care is really to establish some good routines that promote well-being. Make sure you have time for exercise and mindfulness practices and spending quality time with your loved ones. The very first thing I do every single day when I get up, I make myself a cup of coffee. I get out my YouVersion app, which is my Bible app, and I sit down and I spend some time with God every single day. And I do my YouVersion Bible app or my devotional for the day, and I get in tune with Him, and then I sit and think about what I'm grateful for. And I write down my grateful things that I am grateful for every single day. Then I think about the three top priorities. What are the three things I need to accomplish today? Do I have more than three? Absolutely. I have like 25 or 50 every day. But what are the top three that are my non-negotiables for today that I can live with accomplishing just these three, if these are the only three things that I get done today, am I okay if these are the three? What are those three? My big rocks, and then all of the other stuff, I do it as I can. And some of the most important things that you can do, guys, is stay committed to your mission. Reflect on your why. Think about that continually. Celebrate your small wins. You always have wins. And doing a gratitude journal is one of the best ways to come up with those and remember that you do have those small wins. Set and communicate clear goals at your work and with your family. And monitor and adjust. Continually monitor your progress toward your goals and be prepared to adapt your strategies and your tactics if you need to. And the best thing that I've ever done is block my time on my calendar. I do block scheduling and I color coordinate everything, color code everything, and it makes it so much easier for me, especially when I'm scheduling guests for my shows or I'm scheduling my clients for my coaching and my consulting. It makes it so much easier when I can block things in chunks and do certain things on certain days. And I am so excited, guys. I've been working on my website. It looks pretty decent. It's not completed, but it's at least usable now. It's been under construction for quite a while because I would do certain things and then I would look at it and I didn't like it, so I'd redo it. And one of these days, I'm going to hire someone to professionally do it for me so I don't have to mess with that. But right now, I am ready to go, at least for the most part. So hop on over to empowerededucator.com. And I will have that link in the show notes for you. Check out my new website. I have my coaching on there. You can get in touch with me for coaching and we can create a program for you to move forward in your leadership aspirations. And the program is called Teacher to Leader Program. And you're going to get clarity. You're going to discover your leadership mindset. We're going to explore your options and you're going to learn what you need to be prepared for that role of your dreams. Guys, it is time to get your leadership in motion and step into the power of your potential. You have potential energy stored up. It's time to get that energy in motion. I want you to take action now and hit that teacher to leader link in the show notes. And let's get started today. It's a free session and we can talk about all of your dreams and your aspirations. And make sure that you hit the subscribe button on the platform in which you're listening so you never miss a show. And I hope today's show was a blessing to you as you continue on your path toward everything that God has in store for your life and your career. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. Have an amazing weekend. I will see you back here next week. Bye-bye.